Hi, there's a whole world full of exotic food out there, and tonight we're going to learn some of the planet's best recipes. First, a mouth-watering Jamaican stew. I learned to cook this up when I was traveling through the Caribbean, and it went down an absolute treat every single time. Now, this is going to be really easy to make because you just need a few simple ingredients that everyone's got in their cupboards. Firstly, some finely sliced onion. Love the sound of the sizzle. You're going to need just a touch of this spicy green chili. You're going to need some chopped garlic, which is perfect for those winter colds, incidentally. A pinch of thyme, excuse the fingers. You're going to need some sautéed tomato. But most importantly, you're going to need some tender, high-grade beef. Now, you're going to need a bolt gun or a mallet. You're going to need a skinning knife. You're going to need a hoist, and you're going to need an electric stimulator. Lead the cows up the ramp. Hit the cow with the bolt gun. Let the cow roll out of the knocking box. Pull up the cow with the chain and pulley. Attach an electric stimulator to the cow for further bleeding. Cut the cow! Cut the meat down to easy eating. Now add the beef to the hot pan, lightly stirring until it's brown on all sides. Put in the tomatoes. Add the sauteed chili, garlic, and thyme. Stir. And 7 minutes later, there you are, a taste of Jamaica. Isn't that delicious? Because with food, you often have to gloss over reality just to make it edible, it all comes down to a question of marketing. And luckily for the food giants, when it comes to marketing, I've got some great ideas.
Them bones, them bones, gonna bong around. Them bones, gonna bang. Them bones, gonna bong around. Now here's the world that comes along.
Okay, we're just about to go into Kraft, and we're going to see if we can hook up some sort of marketing meeting with their marketing manager, Andrew Phillips. I waited around for about 20 minutes. I was particularly impressed with their well-lit glass cabinet. Their ideas were good, but good is the enemy of great.
I think it's John Safran. Okay, could we make an appointment then? S-A-1-F-R-A-N. Oh, that'd be excellent, because it would be literally 5 minutes, I'll be fine. Thanks a lot. Okay, we've arranged the meeting, so we'll be back here very soon.
I actually thought they were going to ring me back as they promised. How naive I was.
Kraft never did get back to us by phone, but by letter they very politely told us to go f*** ourselves. So we've actually set up a boardroom table here outside craft headquarters, and I'm going to see if I can get any employees to come to our marketing meeting. We've got a few great craft products. It'll take you a minute of your time. We've got a craft marketing meeting going on over here. We've got some great new craft marketing ideas.
Okay. No,
okay,
fair enough.
Oh, you can't? Okay, cool.
Alright, sorry. All our papers are gone.
I'm trying to help them. I'm trying to create a win-win situation. It's a win-win situation!
See what's going.
We've got some great marketing ideas in class if you want to look at them. They kind of put the wall up.
Oh, I don't know.
We're running a bit of a craft marketing meeting. If you'd like to come down and see some of our hot new products. We're running a craft marketing meeting. If you'd like to come down and see some of our hot new marketing ideas. That do you work for craft?
Yeah.
You do, because this is what I like to refer to as a win-win situation. These are your regular cheese sticks, okay?
Yeah.
Your regular run-of-the-mill craft cheese sticks. And they're fine. The 6 to 12 demographic loves them. Big seller. The problem is the kids leave primary school and they want nothing more to do with them because they see them as a bit childish, right? So you've lost the big market and that's lost profit. So what I've come up with here is the Kraft Philip Morris pack where you have 5 cheese sticks and 1 Marlboro cigarette. So by the time they're off the cheese, they're weaned onto the tobacco and you haven't lost the market, you haven't lost any profit. That's great. Another little value-added promotion, the Kraft Cheddar Triangles, famous, everyone loves them. A little bonus, once you finish eating the cheese, bonus ashtray. It's fantastic. Ooh, Rolls Royce, that looks good. Would you like to see our great marketing ideas? Oh, we tried to speak to Andrew Phillips and
yeah.
We're doing some cross promotions.
Right.
They can...
Oh,
hang on. We've repackaged Kraft singles as Kraft rollies because there's a big market there. What happens is, take out the slice of cheddar, roll in the tobacco, smoke it up, and there you have it.
You've got a cheese cigar.
Well, I do promotional packaging for
something. Oh, really? You do the promotional packaging for Kraft?
Think of a way of putting special things into containers and that sort of thing.
Well, this is a special thing, so this is good. So you like this?
Oh yeah, I like the idea. I mean, I love the idea of following on for kids when they leave kindergarten, the kids going, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know about cigarettes, but they're owned by Philip Morris, so maybe there's a good flow on there.
After this positive feedback, there was only one place to go. I headed for the well-lit glass cabinet in Kraft Reception.
The animals that normally I shoot to eat are rabbits, kangaroos, small wild pigs. I have shot wild deer and wild ducks. It is a more honest way of doing it. And doing it that way, the food's not taken in bulk and left in pens standing for hours in the sun or the cold before it's killed. It's a good, clean kill, and if you're normally a good hunter, if he's any good and worth his merit, he doesn't go out and shoot. He just shoots what he wants to eat. You know inwardly yourself that there are no chemicals enhanced in the food, which they use quite often in commercial food to fatten and to grow the actual birds and the animals. I mean, foxes eat rabbits, birds eat worms and insects, everything eats something else. So it's just the actual life chain that we're just sort of carrying on, I suppose.
Back to the caveman.
Like a lot of people think hunting's particularly cruel.
Well, depending on how it's done, there are many ways. I mean, if a person's a crack shot using a high-powered rifle, you normally go for a headshot, and that's instantaneous.
So you think you're pretty tough now, but, you know, would you be so tough if... ducks had guns too?
I reckon we would.
Yes. I wanted to test out their claim, so I got some paintball guns and headed out with Alan, Ted and a fellow duck I chose totally at random.
If it's different.
Okay, sir.
Move. Make
goddamn gold medal.
Herbalist and author Harold W. Tsitsi is another advocate for bypassing food giants and getting back to organic consumption, even to the extent of researching and promoting the benefits of drinking your own urine.
I'm a kind of dumb humanities student, so I don't know anything about this, but like some of my friends did sciences, and they asked me to ask you this. If urine is so beneficial, how come the body's trying to get rid of it?
Yeah, that's waste rainwater for good, and so is a recycled sewer, you know? urine is filtered blood, nothing else. And, for example, for psoriasis. Psoriasis in Germany is the equivalent of Medicare, what is called in Germany AOK, pays for urine therapy when a doctor does it. They take the urine with the urine out of the bladder and inject it back into your body. Approximately 5 million people in Germany have every day this 200 ml champagne glass of urine every morning. We had a conference in Peru 1.5 years ago, and one talked about urine therapy, and we had a lot of people, no, don't talk about urine therapy. Some women started vomiting and so on. But the first time that I took it internally was when I crawled to a toilet. And I was so sick from food poisoning, vomiting, and the other side. And I said, and I was on the trip, on a lecture trip, and I said, the first thing what comes next out is urine. And after 20 minutes, I slept and did my work, continued my tour.
Okay, I'm convinced. I reckon we should do it.
Yeah, okay, why not? Yes.
L'chaim.
Give it that. What's wrong with you?
No. Don't worry about it.
It's good. It's all in your mind. Think about.
Oh my God!
It's only up here in your mind.
It's not up here in my mind. I'm telling you. I don't know what I drank last night. How come you had so much little? I've got a whole thing here. I could have done it if I had as little as that in there. I'm going to be a hero.
No, you didn't even drink so much today.
So what did it taste like? Well, mine was quite sour and horrible, but I'd eaten a curry the night before, so that probably affected the taste. Interestingly though, it was still better on the palate than a Dr. Pepper.